Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our consciousness, of our body, mind, and spirit, and how we're moving into a new time, evolutionary time, a time of ascending frequencies. And that's why there's so many amazing healers and teachers and awakened people coming forward to really assist in this time of transformation. And it really is a time of transformation because we're seeing the old remnants of a past society in its last throes. I really think so. And I think we're awakening to a new day. So that's why I love doing this program and talking to people who are really at the forefront. And that's why I'm talking to tonight's guest, Matthew Klein. And hey, Matt.
Yes.
Yes. Good to have you here. Matt is an electromagnetic healer, which means he's taken the science and power of healing through spheres and elements and uses that to transform and uplift people's bodies. Is that how you would describe what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I work. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. You go ahead. Go give us. Yeah.
Yeah. So I work with electromagnetic fields as an electromagnetic healer, and I also work with the elements of the periodic table. So I work with the fields that form the body, the fields that heal the body, and then the corresponding minerals and elements and particles that create the change in the motion of the body and the different aspects needed for healing.
Right. I mean, I get what you're saying, and I've experienced some of it, and I think it was pretty amazing what this, the brief sort of sample session I had. But let's go back to, you were telling me before the show, where it all began in your studies with martial arts and the study of energy and chi. So let's like develop this a little bit.
Right, okay. Yeah. So I started with the martial arts when I was very little. I started when I was 4 years old.
Where were you at four?
I was in Boston, Massachusetts at 4 years old.
Wow. Okay.
And I was working in various forms of martial arts that were judo, jiu-jitsu, kung fu. And I would say that, you know, over the course of studying martial arts, what I started to get interested in was the wellness aspect of martial arts, which was this understanding of shaping and shifting the body. And even when you're training for combat, what you're doing is you're elevating your senses to learn how to control your senses so that you can protect yourself in combat by controlling the elements or the energy of another person.
Oh, and really? Can you give me an example of what you mean by that?
Yes, absolutely. So if you are training in the martial arts, you're training in the martial arts, and you end up in a situation where you have to protect yourself, the first thing that you need to do is you have to stabilize your energy field. You have to make sure that your nerves don't go up or bounce out of your body. You have to keep yourself very stable and grounded. And then what's happening is when you engage with another person who is a threat, you have to learn to neutralize their energy field. You have to learn to stabilize their energy field so it doesn't harm you.
Well, how do you stabilize someone else's energy? I mean, they're coming at you, they're attacking you. And then what do?
You use your bones, your ligaments, your positions to change their position or offset their position. So if someone's attacking you or coming at you straight and they're aggressive, you're going to potentially move them off to the side or bring their energy down. But what you're trying to do is to stabilize their energy field. In doing so, you neutralize the threat because their energy is no longer aggressive. Now, go ahead.
No, you're stabilizing their energy field by doing something physical to them.
Absolutely. Right. You're doing something physical. And what happens is as you train in the martial arts, you start to realize that it's not just physical where this is happening. So what's happening is when someone is in your field or they're in your space and they're aggressive and they're threatening, you can feel that. You feel that in your body. There's an energy exchange.
Right. And so, you feel it, but most people don't know what to do about that.
Right. And so what happens is through martial arts training, you learn to control your own energy first. In learning to control your energy and learning how to hone in your senses on someone else, you then start to understand where their energies or elements are out of balance, which is very much how I got to healing.
Wait, so let me see if I get that. So someone's in your energy field, they may be aggressive, mm-hmm. you're stabilizing, you're staying calm, I guess I would mm-hmm. interpret that.
Yep.
And then what is happening to, they're still aggressive, so.
Well, it's an interesting thing. It really, I would say it depends on each scenario, but when I change, you change if I'm connected to your field. So for example, if someone aggresses you or pushes you and you're able to change your angle of energy or move to their side, you then have control of their position. Now, as you advance more, you start to realize that, for example, if someone's energy is hot because they are amped up or angry, that's when they're going to attack you. Now, what you can do is you can shift your position in your bones, in your body, and in your field to change the electromagnetic field to calm it down.
How would you do that, though?
Well, I'll give you a perfect example.
Yes.
And we'll have to use more video for this, but when someone is amped up, okay, what happens is their heart, their liver, their body gets hot. And what that makes them do is it makes them want to fight. It makes them want to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you don't want to do is get into a fear-based state or get heated up also, because if you get heated up, then you're entering a phase where there's really no room to create a change in the field, and you're going to create a combustion, basically. You're going to create an explosion. But what you can do is you can drop your tailbone, your energy, your heart, your electric field, and what will happen is it will start to create a change in their field as well.
It will. Okay, that's interesting. No, that's a really amazing. So it'll start to cool them down by you doing these inner techniques?
Absolutely. And I'll say this, the inner techniques are a prerequisite to what you project on the outside. So if ultimately you had to do a move, the move is going to go where it needs to go intuitively versus being external and aggressive. So for example, if somebody's much bigger than you, okay, and you're going to have trouble because their body's hot, they're aggressive, they're tight, the first thing you want to do is listen deeply so that when you project your energy into their field, you're going to go where their field is weak. You're not going to go where they're strong or where they're able to overcome you. And so part of the training of the martial arts teaches you that combat, in a sense, is healing, and healing is combat.
Wait, but let's just go. I just listen deep. Now, I'm not sure. So someone is there who's aggressive. Mm-hmm. You're listening to what? What are you tuning
in? You're listening to the energy field. You're listening to everything that's happening between you in the interaction. So, for example, when you walk outside, okay, let's say you get up in the morning, you walk outside, and you step outside, and all of a sudden, you're hit with many, many different sensations. Let's say it's a cloudy day. The body will feel a little bit heavier. Mm-hmm. If it's a sunny day, you're going to start to feel your body heat up and move a little bit quicker. So everything that enters your electromagnetic field has a profound effect on it.
Right.
And when you train in the martial arts specifically, and this was my experience with it, I learned to listen so deeply that I started to only work with the energy and let go of the concept of the aggressive force. So for example, when you train with grappling, you know, you're wrestling around or you're doing punching and boxing drills, you start to listen deeper and you go, okay, wait a second, there's something more happening here. It's not just the force versus the force. There's all types of other energetics that are happening in this field. And if I can listen to them, then I'm going to understand more about the situation.
So did you then take that inner awareness and then apply it to healing? Is that
completely?
Okay.
Because here's I guess the streamlined answer. When somebody is in your field and you know where they're weak, you can move your knee. You can turn your head. You can literally do one very small thing to where their energy field is weak, and it's going to change the whole situation. And I learned that from working with people and listening extremely deeply to their field, that when someone would grab me, I would immediately know where there was a tear, where the knee was out, where the hip was out, where their body was not strong, because the energy field was sending a signal off. And then when you respond to that, you find that it's not what you thought it was. It's much deeper, much more specific, and much different.
Wait, so you could be with anyone and you tune into their energy field and you can feel where they're weak. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You can feel where there are what I call mineral imbalances or structures that are not flowing properly in their energetic field.
You can feel that. Wait, so I just want to, how do you feel? What is the sense of awareness that you use to feel that kind of
thing? Great. Okay. So the feeling comes through the electromagnetic field. And what happens is the bones in our body are like conductor rods. The bones in our body are highly conductive because of the calcium structure. And so what happens is if you pay attention and you listen, the blood, which is electromagnetic, the bones, and all of your sensory cells are going to be receiving stimulus every time you have a new interaction. So it's literally, I'll say this, it's a chemical interaction that you're having with a person. Even you and I, when we're speaking right now, there's a chemical interaction that happens in our fields. And go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking, I'm just absorbing it. There's a chemical interaction, but you have developed a way of sensing it. I mean, everybody probably can sense it and maybe even does sense it. They're just not aware of what they're sensing. You've made yourself aware of this.
Yes. And I would say that it's perception, it's feeling, it's sensing, it's witnessing, it's all of the senses combined together being hyper attuned to what is happening in your presence.
I see. And your martial arts training got you into that hyper awareness, but there's, how would someone want to get there just on their own? I mean, how could someone listening get there?
Well, that kind of awareness will come from meditation. It will come from certain types of meditation where you're connecting to the electromagnetism of your heart and of yourself. So a perfect example is that when we use the heart, the heart is the electromagnetic generator of the body. It's the vital force and the power force. When we connect to the heart and we're in resonance or coherence with the heart, you're able to adjust the heart to listen and perceive to energetics that normally, if you're distracted and you're not focused, you're not going to hear or be aware of. So you're increasing your sensitivity by increasing your electromagnetism.
Okay. So, but it's still a training. I mean, you might increase your sensitivity, but for most people, they're not even sensitized to the energy at all.
We absolutely, but you can learn it relatively fast. And interesting point is that my training in the martial arts took me through the sensitivity to be enmeshed with how martial arts can create wellness through healing in the body. So for example, I would be working with someone and I'd slow down a little bit. You know, you're touching hands or doing a hand sensitivity drill to train your reflexes and your sensitivity. And as you're slowing down, I'm starting to feel there's hot, there's cold, there's dense, there's light. And what is all of that? And so in going deeper into it, I started to realize that these are the elements of creation. These are the different forces that are moving through us in any given moment and interacting with us and allowing us to heal ourselves.
Now, it seems like, I don't know, that you're one of the few people who came up with this awareness. I mean, there's people who have been doing martial arts for thousands of years, but did you discover something or make it into your own by this, or is it something that's known?
Well, what is known is that there is a science of the five element theory in the martial arts, which is spoken about, which is the different types of chi that work to create life or to create energy fields and energy forces.
Right, Chinese medicine.
Absolutely.
Five elements, yes.
What changed or what I added is that I realized I was moving them and I was able to detect them on a very deep level. So I was actually able to manipulate the fields in the body. I was able to move the water element and help people get more magnesium or more salts in the body. I was able to shift the liver or the wood where it was too dense and too hot and cool it down. And I was able to interact with them in a very precise way.
Well, let me just ask you, how do you then, if you're just kind of there, you're moving energy, but you're tuning into the elements, how do you actually manifest more magnesium or shift the elements if you're basically working with energy? And I know energy and matter are sort of interchangeable, but they're still separate in the physicality of form, you know?
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering how you do that.
Okay. Basically, what happens is the electromagnetism or the different fields before they turn into the physical particles are running at a higher energetic frequency. When they slow down, they start to break off. So the particles will start to break off, and then they will form what you see as solid matter. So, for example, if you take an element like the water element and you have a deep connection to it, you're holding it in your consciousness and in your electrical field, and you know it, and then you're able to direct it to where it needs to go, you can speed it up or slow it down based on your electromagnetic connection to it, based on the energy of your heart. And you can then hold it in where it needs to go. And I would also say that it's doing it already. It's not something that is not happening. So here's a wonderful example of our bodies and how they are already responding to this chemical physics interaction in every given moment. When you get up in the morning, the reason you rise is because there's a mineral change in your body. There's an electromagnetic change from the sun, which is creating heat, and heat rises, so that's creating rising in your body. And as you move through the day, and you start to go toward the end of the day when the sun starts to recede and the atmosphere becomes thicker, what happens is that's a mineral particle change. And that's slowly putting new chemicals and new minerals in your field and new forms of motion, which is why people fall to the earth at night, because they're getting more of the moon's chemicals. They're getting more of different types of atmosphere chemicals that are slowing the body down versus speeding it up.
But
so
wait,
it's happening already.
You're saying chemicals, but, you know, maybe you have to explain that a little more. Because if the moon is out, and it's night, what are the moon chemicals? I don't get and I don't even know what moon chemicals are.
Oh, well the moon has a fair amount of magnesium in it.
Okay.
And so what happens is, as you know, water, magnesium tends to calm the body down, whereas there'll be certain types of elements that amp the body up. So when people are not feeling well because they're agitated or they're amped up, they usually need to get magnesium because they're magnesium deficient. Now, oddly, those people can't sleep at night, which means they're not absorbing the electromagnetic field of the night. So at night, the sun is not out anymore, so you're not getting the heat. You're getting coldness. You're getting the slower, colder minerals, which gives you the effect of feeling weighted, and that's what will make the body enter another rhythm, a different circadian rhythm. Now, when someone is amped up and they can't sleep at night, it means that their system is not absorbing the minerals and the electrical fields that the Earth and the universe is giving it. They're actually out of rhythm with the electromagnetic chemical interaction.
And so what do you do? How do you actually shift that for them?
Okay, so the first thing is, what I want to make really clear is that people can shift this for themselves. They can learn how to interact with these elements, and they can feel them, and they can learn how the elements work in their body and use them to heal themselves.
Wow. I think that's great. Yeah, we talked about you doing a class on that. But anyway, give us a brief understanding of how we can do that.
Like, okay, right, a perfect example right now would be if you sit calmly and you listen to your heart and you turn your body to the north, if you know where north is.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn your body to the north, you're going to interact with the water element. And when you do that and you sit there, you will start to notice that the body is going to slow down a little bit. You're going to feel a rhythmic change. And the more you interact with it, you'll start to see that there's an internalization happening because it's pulling you inward versus when you get really hot and excitatory and you move outward. So that element or mineral is taking you toward the inner aspect of yourself, and it's going to slow you down. Like, for example, when we go to the beach, we go there because we want to interact with the minerals that the ocean gives us. And you know, what's interesting is that people don't really realize that that's what they're doing. So they go to the beach and they calm themselves down and they don't realize that they're having a chemical interaction with their electromagnetic field. They're actually taking in particles from the ocean that they're absorbing, and those particles are giving them a healing.
Right. So, sometimes I just crave the beach. Even if it's for like 10 minutes, I feel like that explains why I do, you know, want to go to the beach. I do feel a regeneration at the beach. But I just want to say, just turning to the north right now, I did feel a shift. I mean, I became aware of facing the north felt differently than what I was just facing, which I guess was the east. So
it's totally different. It's amazing. And you know, this is what I wanted to get across to you, uh-huh, is that just starting to pay attention to this incredible phenomenon of interaction of fields, you will see that it's actually obvious. It's not as subtle as you would think. And that's why I'm saying you could attune yourself to it quite rapidly. You could learn to feel this very easily.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Actually,
yes.
What were you going to say? What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I was just thinking, I used to sleep with my head to the west, but that didn't feel good. So now I'm sleeping with my head to the south.
Yes. And so where are your feet? Your feet are facing the north.
Yeah.
So that's pulling your energy down.
Is that good?
Yeah, because what it's doing is you're creating a connection with the electromagnetic field of the water, and what that's doing is it's gonna calm the body down or slow it down.
Right. I couldn't, it felt uncomfortable to sleep with my head to the west.
Yeah, because this is so fascinating how attuned you are to this. See, when you were facing the east before, the east is equated to wood or spring. So spring is the revelation energy. It's the coming out and moving and fortifying and expressing. It's that beginning of the day where our energy rises. Literally, the energy in the body is supposed to rise at that time. And so what happens is a lot of people, specifically in this time frame, are struggling with liver issues, which are equivalent to wood, the wood element, or spring. And so when the liver is not balanced, what happens is it sends energy charges upward to the brain, and a person can literally not calm themselves down. They cannot calm themselves down until they get either more water in the body or more metal, which would mean that the lungs would have to start to spread out and cover the liver. Because if the liver gets hot, you know how if you end up becoming afraid or you're in a panic state, the first thing you can't do is breathe, which means the liver has taken over the lungs. It's risen so that there's so much heat or wind in that area that you cannot get it to ground itself.
Wait, so you're saying if I'm facing the east, which is mm-hmm. the liver element, and there's a liver problem, that will overstimulate the liver? Is that what you're saying?
It absolutely can. It absolutely can, depending on several factors. And those are the areas where you would come to me and I would be able to look at it, and then I would help you understand. For example, I would help you understand that the liver might be deficient in some area, and therefore you might need it, but you might only want it at a certain time of the day. So it's like the universe has given us our own natural cure through our position, our discipline, and the creative forces that are there for us if we are willing to make a connection with them and interact with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've developed a subtlety and awareness, but you also go through many of the elements of the periodic table, and mm-hmm. what's the association? I mean, how did each one has an association, right?
Yeah, and I would say, just to simplify it for people, is that, you know, when the five element theory was made, it was following the different types of motion and actions that forces take. So to keep it really simple, minerals are their own life forms. They're electromagnetic life forms that are part of fields, and they have actions that they interact or present to the body.
Wait, so, I just have to stop you for one second, mm-hmm, because sure. You say the minerals are life fields. How are you defining life? Because that's not what most people would say they are. How are you?
Well, I would say that you have the electromagnetism, and then you have the particularization. So here's a really interesting concept. So the electromagnetic field, or the heart, engages with the particulars, which are the different types of minerals or elements, which is what makes you different from me. So what makes you different from the next person is the mineral content of their body. It's the way that they engage with their elements. So if one person has one type of element, he's used his heart force and electromagnetic force to create a particular type of structure for himself that makes his internalization and expression of reality different than yours. And that's what's making us all unique, but also connected at all times.
Right, so each element has a slightly different expression, but how are they alive? How are they?
Well, they're alive because they're part of the electromagnetic field, and they have electromagnetic charges. And so what makes, there's obviously, as we know, different types of life, but life is motion in a sense, and the minerals are what bring different types of motion to the body because of the electrical stimulus that they provide. So one type of life force will be force that brings you down and calms you and stabilizes you. Another one will raise you up and stimulate you. Another one will bring you into your depth, and another one will push you out to your surface. Another one is cold, another one is hot. And those are different ways of using our force, our life force.
So you can feel, you actually feel like a mineral, you would actually hold a mineral in your hand, or you just, how do you tune into?
Okay.
Yeah, tell me.
Well, first thing is, if you were, and anybody listening in, please try this. It's absolutely fascinating. If you sit in the north direction long enough, calmly, and you start observing your saliva, your sense of what you smell, you will actually start to be able to smell the water aspect, the sodium. You'll smell it. You'll actually be able to taste it in your saliva. It will create a change in your field.
The sodium is connected to water?
Yeah, salt? There's the salt. Yeah.
Okay. So you'll actually taste it because, wait, let me just integrate that. You're please. Facing a direction, mm-hmm. the field, your energy field interacting with the Earth's energy field is creating
a circuit,
and the water element is associated with the north,
mm-hmm.
Not just randomly, but because it has an affinity to the north.
Exactly. Because what you're getting at, and you're getting this quite well, mm-hmm. what you're getting at is that the polarities between the different cycles. So, for example, if night is more water or north dominant, then that tends to create tiredness. That tends to create sleepiness. It creates a more introverted nature. And then when you go to the south, during the day, right, like at 12 o'clock when the sun is at its brightest, that's going to create fire and work and nature is moving because that's stimulating heat, and we know heat is motion. So you have heat or motion, and then you move into stillness in the evening. And so each element will have a dominant phase for a certain time period of the day, which allows the body to absorb what it needs to heal it. If we are connected to our fundamental electromagnetism.
Right. Of course, it's different in the southern hemisphere, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But going back to what you just said, if we're connected, now, I would say most people aren't connected to their...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you... Right? They're out of touch with that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And that, and I would say that a lot of the training that I give people is to get them back to understanding how to use martial wellness to shape their minerals, to take your heart, your bones, make a shape. Here's another great exercise, okay? If you're facing the north now, and let's say you take your hands and you open your palms and you bring them down in front of your knees, so you kind of bend a little bit, mm-hmm. you put them by your knees until you feel that your back and your kidneys are bending, and you sit that way for 30 or 40 seconds, you will notice a lot of shift happening in your feeling, in your energy sensory.
Yeah, I'm burping, actually. Yeah, I do notice something. Yeah, absolutely, something. Something. What's going on there?
Well, what's happening is you're connecting to that field, and so what's happening is, number one, where your body was running hot, it's starting to cool down because you're absorbing the minerals that are slowing the body or cooling and calming the body and creating more of a parasympathetic response. So as you sit there and you continue to sit there, you're going to start feeling relaxed, you're going to feel some stimulation in your legs, you're going to feel the kidneys are going to start to feel more full, more buoyant, the inside of the bones will start to feel more buoyant because you're taking in a whole different type of, let's call it a communication, you're taking in a interactive communication.
But, you know, I mean, I'm just turning to the north, but we're being in path. I mean, it's just my face is facing north.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's always the northern field interacting with me, whether I'm
sure.
The southern field, whether I'm facing it or not.
It's true.
Yeah.
But what happens is when you face it and you take, so here's another interesting understanding of what I've worked on. The bones are shaped in very specific ways to absorb energy and electricity. So the bones themselves absorb minerals because the bones are made of minerals and they're conductor rods. So every time your heart is beating, there is a pulse that draws in something and then releases something. And so you're a pulsed magnet taking in minerals every second. And so when you're facing the north and you consciously choose to put your bones in that direction and interact with it, you're going to start absorbing it through your toes, through your heels. And it's not to say that you don't absorb it during the day, but when you consciously make a relationship with something, as you know, that is where the power comes from. It's the conscious.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. I mean, as you're talking, I'm realizing that the ancients knew this. I mean, they may not know it in the terms you're putting it out, but they knew that we were a living creature interacting with fields of energy.
Yes.
And they simplified it in a way to, you know, creating Qigong and even martial arts.
Sure.
Was a way of keeping the body healthy, but they were aware of what I think you've tapped into, the subtler energies that intersect with us all the time.
Sure, 100%.
No, go ahead.
The manipulation of the energy is what's so fascinating, because as creator beings, which we are, we have so much potential to heal ourselves by understanding how to relate to these elements and how to manipulate them and shape them toward our healing. Now, here's a fascinating concept. When you have a conversation with somebody, when you and I are speaking right now and you're listening to me, and I'm listening to you as well while I'm talking, you're receiving my minerals. That's why we're actually able to communicate. There's particles coming out of my liver, out of my lungs, that are creating shapes and sounds, and you're receiving them on some level, which is why you feel something when you listen to me, correct? You can feel from my voice that something is happening to you.
Well, I feel that from everybody I talk to.
Exactly.
There's different. But wait, let me just get that concept. So you're saying the mm-hmm. sounds mm-hmm. and the tones of your voice mm-hmm. or anybody's voice mm-hmm. create actual minerals that are then absorbed into my body?
Yes, they can. Absolutely.
So that would be the healing power of music.
Yes, because if you look at toning, when people tone, they are projecting sound, but they're projecting shape and minerals as well.
What do you mean by shape? You mean,
well, the shape of your mouth and the sound you make, like I'm doing now, creates a different type of resonance, which activates a different type of mineral. Here's a good example of that. When people get agitated and upset, and they're really stressed out, they start going like, oh man, they get really upset, right?
Right.
And they make a shape with their lungs. But the shape that they're making is coming from the agitation in the liver before they ever make the sound. So the electricity of the liver and their frustration makes a shape in their body, and then they express that shape, and that shape projects something that is a creative force. And that is why we are so powerful as beings, both to heal ourselves and cause damage as well when we're not paying attention.
But also, given that idea, there is probably something to people's chemistry when they interact, like a specific chemical or chemical interaction between two people that can be healing or
totally,
not.
Totally. And in fact, much of what I've taken the martial arts or the martial arts wellness into a new form of a relationship, which emphasizes how to heal the other person through the martial arts, so that when you're in communication with another, whether it's a love relationship or someone on the street or engagement in martial sports or martial arts, you are having that chemical interaction. there's a chemical change happening between you. And the question is, are you going to learn to listen to it and learn to manipulate the field to create healing?
Well, how would you do that?
Example,
yeah.
A perfect example would be that, so going back to the martial arts, if someone, and now we really got it because I feel like we understand this. So if someone came at you with an aggressive, overamped up energy, they're using a hot liver, okay? And so they're going to be moving in a certain type of energetic. So the first thing that you would potentially do, you feel that and you start bringing downward energy into their field. Your hand goes down, your hip goes down, your breath goes down, your sound goes down, and you bring the energy down. And it will stop them instantly because their force is traveling in a different trajectory. So instead of fighting with their force, you learn to go inside intuitively and understand where it needs to go by connecting with it. Mm. And going back to what you're saying, let's talk about healing. Let's talk about all healing potentials.
Yes, okay? Yes.
Let's talk about healing. Healing, from my perspective, requires the mentality of the warrior, the warriorhood mentality, because when you go to heal something, you have to be willing to feel, look, and connect to all of it, to what it feels like. And there's going to be a lot of unpleasant types of chemical, mineral, electromagnetic interactions in that type of an engagement. And you have to be willing to connect to the body parts. They don't want to listen to you. Your hip is not is not staying in place. Your blood sugar is too high. Your ankle has injuries in it. Your mind is not calm. And so you have to be able to connect to it through your electromagnetism and hold it stable. Communicate with it. Listen to it. Take it in and be strong enough to do what is needed to be done, to have the force of a warrior to neutralize it and give to it what it needs.
How do you have that? How do you get that? I mean, how do you deal with those levels of internal conflict?
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story about my body. When I was little, as I said, I was 4 years old when I started the martial arts. And so I got a lot of injuries, a lot of serious injuries in my life. I played some sports as well, like competitive sports, basketball, and was very, very active. I broke a lot of bones. I broke ankle bones, and I had surgery in my knees a few times. I had vertebras that were out, and some pretty serious damage in my body that when I was, I'd say probably about 33 or 34, I had a consistent pain in certain parts of my body that were there for 18 years straight. I had an ankle that had a nerve cut in surgery from an incision that was made incorrectly that had a bone spur on it, and it basically hurt me every day for 18 years. And I also had some knee damage, pretty bad knee damage and some lower back damage, and then I had a wrist that wasn't working well.
Because of the martial art, the accident?
Not connecting through understanding the healing aspect, and also through just being a man, being a warrior who is not balanced at certain times in my life. Now,
so, yeah, what happened? How did you correct all this?
Well, I can tell you that, and I say this with humility and grace. In the course of about, it took me a few years. It was probably about 6 years. Okay, when I started to really tune in and listen to the electricity of the body, I was able to regenerate where there was damage. And I'll get more specific in a second, but I want to say this because I know there's a lot of people who've been training in sports, in martial arts, and they have serious damage and they've not been able to heal it. And I have the experience now where I'm 99% pain-free. I have virtually no pain in my body, where I was walking around with 18 years of pain in joints that were x-rayed and were said that they were never going to function properly. Mm-hmm. And they function now extremely well.
Okay, so what is that secret that you just said? Yeah.
It's exactly what you started doing. It's exactly what you started doing, which is when you started using your heart and moving to the right direction and making a connection, you're giving your body a new treatment. You're giving it a new electromagnetic treatment of new minerals, and your body knows what to do with it if you can put your body in the right position where it can get the electromagnetism and mineralization that it needs. It can start to heal itself. And so it's not really a secret. It's actually out there in the open, but it's tapping into it and starting to desire to listen more to what's there. Because, you know, if you turn on a radio station, all of a sudden you're absorbed in the music, you feel it, you hear it, it's you can feel it in your blood, you have chemical shifts. It's the same thing with your body. If you listen to a juncture in your body, you will have the same type of experience. And from this experience, you will start to navigate through your listening skills and your electromagnetism what is being asked of you to do.
Well, just be a little more specific in your case, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
where
perfectly.
You said
you had
an ankle or a knee.
Okay, great, great.
What was the specific action and direction and mineral? And yeah, talk us through that.
Okay, let's do it. All right, yeah. So first thing is, when I listened or started to pay attention to what was going on in the ankle, the first thing that I was aware of was that the electricity in my hips were not correct. So my hip positioning and sacrum positioning were off, which is why I had the ankle injuries in the first place.
Can you just define electricity? You said your electricity. How do you feel that?
You can sit calmly and start to just listen, direct your awareness and you're listening to your hip. So do that for a second. Take a second. Mm-hmm. Let's all just take a deep breath in and calm your heart. Make your heart very quiet first. Very, very quiet. Now, listen to your hip. Just listen to your hip. Listen to your right hip. And just hold your focus on it, your awareness. Okay. Now go to your left hip. Listen to your left hip. Put your focused awareness on it. And go one more time back to your right hip and see if they feel the same or if they feel different. There's something different about them.
Yeah, they feel different to me.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
No, is that good or is that bad? Should they feel the same?
No, they're different because they have different types of electrical function.
Okay.
So the right hip, so that's interesting that you're able to sense that. So when you continue to listen that way, you can start to map out what you feel. And you'll start to understand, does it feel strong? Does it feel weak? Does it feel tight? You'll start to sense that. You'll know it by listening to it.
Okay, and once I sense that, then what do I do about it?
Well, then you start to listen to what it's saying. So I'll give you an example of my body, of what I did with it, and how, let's say, if you came to me, I would teach you what to do, okay? So, for example, if you came to me, and let's say someone has blown vertebras in the spine. Okay, let's say they have very bad spinal damage, is causing sciatica, nerve damage, and back pain. Now, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to the electromagnetic field and get a sense of where it's not flowing properly. Now, you can feel that just like when you felt your hip, you can feel that there are differences, right? So.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to where there's strength, where there's weakness in it. And then what we're going to do is we're going to look at the position that the body needs to be in and wants to be in to heal. So, for example, that person with the vertebra problem, I know automatically they're not going to have enough electricity in their kidneys. I'm going to have to work on the kidneys and strengthen the electricity in the kidneys, because the water in the vertebra in the spine is no longer there. It's broken down. So it means that they're missing that type of fluid in the body. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them a specific position, number one, to stand in, that's not only going to strengthen the physical tissue, but it's going to encourage the movement of that electrical field to come into their body and start to regenerate. So that's going to be their homework. But when they come to me, I'm going to go into their field and I'm going to start helping the fields that are around them that are trying to get in but can't get in to position themselves back into the body so that the body can create a connection to those fields again and heal itself.
How do you help somebody with your energy, your chi? How do you do that?
Well, I use my electromagnetic field. I use the fields that are in the atmosphere around me. I connect them to my heart. I hold them in my bones. In fact, while I'm talking, do this, and you will experience something very interesting. Take your hands, put them in front of your heart, and I want you to intend and actually do this. Grasp the electrical field that is in front of you. Just close your fingers and try to make a connection to it. Mm-hmm. Grasp it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I want you to, with your heart and your breath, pull it into you, suck it into you like a straw. Pull it.
Yeah.
And something's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So you're gonna notice that you can relax when you do it. You don't have to work so hard.
Thanks.
But even do it and relax now and watch what happens. Just intend to hold it. Pull it to you. Okay, good. And hold it. Okay? There's going to be changes happening in your body.
Yeah.
You're going to feel heat. You're going to feel some heat.
I feel more solid.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So you're holding a field now. And so what happens is when I work with those fields, I hold the field, I expand the field, I connect it to you, which is a conversation. We're basically having an electromagnetic conversation. And then I bring in what is needed from the atmosphere that is already there. So I'm just enabling what needs to get in to get in. And you know, think of it like music in a sense, or like the martial arts. When you do one move, when you turn your hand upward, that's bringing energy upward. So you're sending a charge upward. If you turn your palm down, that stimulates another chemical function in the body. If you make a fist, a really tight fist, that stimulates another chemical function in the body. So by using these types of shapes when I'm working on your field, I will change my hand positions. I will change my foot positions. I will sometimes turn my knees inward to generate more of a springy, wood-like energy. And then sometimes I will spread my base wider to give you a different feeling of maybe metal or water, depending on what your body's asking for.
Are you doing this all the time? I mean, are you constantly aware of this even when you're not working on people? Is it just sort of part of who you are? Or is it specifically in your healing mode that you're aware of these energies?
In the healing mode, it's definitely amplified. Like in the martial arts, when you have an engagement with somebody, you open your skills. You activate your subtle awareness, your subtle sensory skills. And so when I'm healing, there's more of that turned on. There's more electricity moving. And so my senses are higher. They're vibrating higher. My ligaments are vibrating higher. Mm. When I'm walking around in the street, yes, I'm aware of it, but not in a way that it is like when I'm healing. But when you start to become aware of these forces, just like right now, you're going to change. When you start sitting north, you're going to start realizing there's all these shifts happening. So you do start to feel them in what I would call a internalized awareness. You just kind of know it. You start to know it, and it, that it's just happening around you and
are
within
you. Are you learning more and more every day, or are you kind of have put it all together now, or is there new information unfolding?
Well, I'll say that I have a system that I teach that's extremely precise about how to help your body heal, let's say, from post-traumatic stress disorder, torn cartilage, blood disorder. So I have positions and systems, but I am learning every single second in a sense that every time you engage and you have a conversation, if you're listening on a deep level, you're always learning something. You're always learning.
I get it. I definitely want to learn your system because it sounds really amazing, fascinating. We'll hopefully we'll set up some workshops in New York. Every moment our field is interacting with the world out there and with other people.
Yep.
And there's people we could bring into our environment or in our relationships that will expand our field or contract our field. Can we do something about that, or is it more or less vibrations of the interactions that affect us one way or another?
You can absolutely do something about it, and that's why I go back to the martial arts, and that's kind of where we started, which is that your job as a warrior, as a warrior mentality being, is to be able to take anything that comes into your field and reshape it for its highest essence. You reshape it. You recreate it to what it needs to be to have the proper alignment. And you do so by developing your internal force.
Right. And so the key is, how do we develop our internal force? Right?
And I would say that there will be more revealed. We're definitely going to talk more about this. But you start by getting connected to the vital center of the body, which is the heart. And you learn how to use it in movement and in shaping energy. So you start to realize that when you connect to it and you move a finger, it has an effect. It's generating a vibration through your bone. And then when you drop your hands, it has another effect. As you start to learn these engagements, you start to realize that you can heal somebody or yourself by turning your head 10 degrees to the left. Anytime there is motion or change, there is a physical, chemical interaction supported by nature that is happening in the body that is measurable. That is what happens in our movement. So when we move, for example, if you have a, let's say somebody has an illness or an emotion, and they're wound up in sadness, and it's creating some type of a kidney issue. Okay, what happens is when the condition heals, it moves. That's why it healed. It actually moved. It shifted.
And that person learned something that allowed them to shift.
Yes, and so what we're doing in our healing is we're empowering you to understand how to engage with the minerals and the elements to shape them in a scientific, tangible way that's measurable. Because it is what is forming our reality. It is what's giving you your life force right now. And if you choose to engage with it and you learn its language and how it works, you will see many, many miraculous changes in your life.
And you can teach this, is the amazing thing. I mean, how long of a course of study would something like this be? Because it's subtle and it seems very comprehensive.
Yeah. I guess I would say that there's different ways to learn it depending on what your interest is. So if somebody just wanted to learn basics of how to calm down and, let's say, stabilize their nervous system, they could take 5 classes, 6 classes, and they would start to learn how to feel their nervous system, how to know when they're connecting a circuit to the earth, and they would start to learn how to manipulate some of that energy and understand when it's off balance, when it's in balance. And so that can be learned in a relatively short period. But, you know, I would say that we're really looking at the science of humanity. So we're looking at the science of creative force, of manipulating creative force in a scientific way. And so if you think about it, that's a lifelong study. That's an eternal study.
What do you call your system? Electromagnetic healing? Is that
Yes, electromagnetic healing and electromagnetic warriorhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, the warriorhood includes more of a spiritual aspect, though, doesn't it?
The warriorhood, yes, they both keep that together, but I always approach the spirituality from a place of electromagnetic balance. I always just look at it from a position of, am I in balance and is my body healing, or is it off balance and is it not? And go ahead.
No. That would just be a good place to start, I think, with everyone listening.
Yeah.
Tuning in to see, am I in a place of balance? I mean, how do you suggest to do something like that?
Well, you can start by the first thing that I always recommend is doing the grounding work first, so that when you ground your body and you feel what it feels like to have truly electrical grounding, then you can start to listen better. Because if you're not grounded, then the mind takes over and it starts to get kind of spirally, or there's too much electrical static and you won't have a clear signal. So if we were to start with grounding, okay, what I would say is put your right hand and your palm on the right side of your rib cage near your liver. So press your palm on the right side of your liver.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to touch your solar plexus, the bone. I want you to touch the bone with your fingers. Touch it with at least two or three of your fingers.
Okay.
Okay. Now tell me, do you feel an electrical current when you do that, or some sort of a change, in your electricity?
Well, now that you mention it, I feel something.
Good. Fine. Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to gently press your heels down to the floor. Very relaxed. Don't work too hard.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of direct them. And I want you to direct your solar plexus bone with your hand. Direct it down to the earth, to your heels.
Okay.
Just hold it down and just sit there for a minute and have the intention of dropping. So breathe yourself down. Use your breath and breathe yourself down. Direct the breathing and the vocal cords downward. Direct them down.
Okay.
Now tell me what you feel. Do you feel anything changing a little bit as you sit there like that?
Yeah, I felt something dropping towards my feet.
Great. Okay. Now let's take the toes. And you know what's interesting about this is when I work on people, I will open channels and rewire circuits. So a lot of times circuits are not working right in our body, so we're not uptaking minerals. And you have to work on reconstructing those circuits, because they're like wires. You know, they're wires that are conducting.
And if your circuits can also lead to certain illnesses or deficiencies or parts of your body not functioning the way they should.
Totally. Totally. Absolutely. So let's take the left foot and we'll use that as an example, okay? So just pay attention to your left foot now without doing anything. Don't do anything. Just kind of keep your solar plexus relaxed and down for now. And then just very gently press the foot into the floor. Press the bones. Try and get the bones gently to touch the earth, and do it until you feel an electrical charge through your bones.
Okay.
Feel it?
I don't know if it's electric. I don't know. I'm feeling pressure.
Okay. Keep pressing and then just wait. Kind of hold it there a little bit and just let it do its thing. Just kind of sit there and let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's electric. I'm not sure, but there's something, yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening is as those channels in the feet start to open, you'll feel it more and more. you'll start to feel them open. And as they open, you'll start getting more of an electrical current in your body. You'll start feeling the heat moving in, and it will start healing your bones.
So do you work on yourself? I mean, something comes up. Yeah, you said you worked on your old injuries, but do you ever get a cold or flu? Or, I mean, are you working with yourself in that relationship?
Absolutely. I try as best as I can to pay attention to my energy, and most of the time I'm able to heal myself. Majority of the time when there's an issue, I can repair it. So, for example, just trying to think, like various injuries. I had a broken bone on the other side of my foot, other foot, not the ankle. And this was when I was in high school. I fractured a few of the bones there. And from time to time, when I stand on it, it would hurt very badly because it would still have, there'd still be like a little bit of a fracture that wasn't healed. So I will move electricity into that and focus on getting the minerals back and reestablishing its position with the electromagnetic grid. In doing so, over the course of a couple of weeks, it healed. I don't feel it anymore. It doesn't bother me. And it used to be excruciating.
Well, it's really amazing. No, we'll do a television program as well, so people can actually maybe experience it more visually. Move along. But as far as the big picture, do you tune into like the field of the Earth? I mean, yes, with the four directions, but the cosmic field, the galactic fields, those bigger electromagnetic charges that are.
I'll say that I'm aware of many different types of fields, many different types of intelligence or fields that move through my body. But I primarily focus on getting that, what I can detect and see, into people in a way that they can heal themselves with it. So that's how I focus on it. Well, so I can give them something to connect to that they can use to heal themselves and to stay in balance.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking as you're talking, my left eye's been tearing a little bit, and I was just wondering, feels like there's some kind of imbalance. What would I do to just kind of pull that back in?
Well, what I would do is I would turn your body to the north.
Okay.
I would start by massaging your liver. I would take your right hand and gently massage your liver.
Uh-huh.
And keep massaging it. And I would breathe in deeply. And as you breathe in, take your left hand.
Yeah.
And you're gonna open your left hand in a upward position, so your fingers are pointing towards your head almost. It's like the palm is up and forth. Yeah, we're definitely gonna need the visuals.
Yeah, but no, something's moving. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what you do. Take the left hand. You know, we're gonna do a healing. Let's have some fun. You're gonna work on yourself right now.
Yeah.
Hey, you do it here. So you're going to use your heart, okay? Mm-hmm. I want you to draw in the minerals from the north and do it very relaxed. Just direct it inwards. Take a breath. Use your ribs and pull it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And now just hold it there. You have it. You don't have to hold your breath. Can you feel there's a little bit of a change in what you're doing? There's something different happening now that you're holding that?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's happening. Okay. And take the left hand and draw in again. Pull in energy through it. Take a breath. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what I want you to start to do is you're going to take your left hand and turn it in towards your eye, okay, with the elements that you're holding, okay, and I want you to just kind of put it to the eye where the eye feels like it's weak, and you're going to continuously massage your liver, and you're going to press your energy down, press your feet down, massage the liver, and just kind of keep holding the element to your eye. Okay. And you'll see your nervous system will start to change. You're going to feel a change in your nervous system a little bit.
Yeah.
Just kind of relax. And just keep holding it for a bit. And start turning. You can turn your head a little bit if you want. Turn your head a little bit to your right.
Yeah.
And then move it back a little bit. You notice that every time when you turn, there's a directional change?
Every time I turn,
every time you turn, there's a chemical change.
Well, there's a subtle
change.
If I'm facing a different direction, there's a subtle. I mean, but that's a sensitivity that we have to develop. I mean, that is developmental in a person. You know, it takes an awareness. But
yes.
I do feel. No, there's something. Yeah, no, there's more of a strength, more of a, more of a power or something.
Yeah.
Killing, let's call it that. And you knew how to do this because you just worked. I mean, anyone could come to you with anything, and you would kind of tune in to where, how they would have to move. And actually, you help them move their bodies.
Absolutely. I help them. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, and there's nothing you, in a way, can solve or fix.
People can. This is what I would say. Anything can be healed if the electromagnetism and the minerals change to what needs to be there versus what is causing the conflict. So anything can heal if the position is right and the conductivity is right, anything can heal. That being said, it requires, there's different levels of healing with people based on where they're at, based on what they're able to take in. So for example, I've seen some wonderful miracles happen with specifically rapid healing of joints, which is where I put a lot of my focus into, or prolapsed organs. And I've seen things change that you would think would be very difficult to change, or modern medicine would say is not possible, like for a ligament to heal itself, or a torn ACL to heal itself. And these types of things can heal themselves if the position is right and the electricity is repaired. They often can.
Mm-hmm. And overnight, pretty miraculously.
Right? I would say this. I would say it takes time, because the positions that we've created ourselves, our patterns and our particulars are so strong that a lot of times we hold our own minerals in place. And a lot of times the electricity and the minerals that we hold are not serving us. So sometimes, as we said, it's why we use the martial arts mentality to go into the healing, which is approaching it from a full open heart and willingness to see what's there and do whatever it takes to heal it. So that whatever level of resistance you face, you're able to neutralize it, and then you go to the next level. And the more you're willing to connect and the stronger you are in your field at connecting, the quicker you're going to see results.
You really got something. I mean, this is your work. I know
this is my work. Yeah.
You know, it's your work, but it's something you're here to bring to a lot of people, I feel. It is a system unto itself.
And, yes.
And there's probably nothing else you want to do except do this.
Nothing else. In fact, a lot of, if you look at the different types of energies that are out of balance in the world, they have to do with people not getting the right minerals. So the genetic...
What do you mean? Like, what kind of...
I'll give you an example, okay? Where there are areas of violence in the world, okay, of people taking advantage of each other or abusing each other, what's happening is the liver is hot. It's always hot. Because when the liver's hot, people can't calm down. They can't settle down. And they start looking outside of themselves to fix the problem, not within themselves. So many, it's why when you faced north, you got more indrawn, more internalized, more calm. But what happens is when we get in states where we're in violent or erratic states, it means that we cannot ground our bodies anymore. And so when we can't ground them, it means there's too much heat. So it's like a live circuit that cannot ground itself. And so a lot of if you look at the different regions of the world and how races develop, like the northern Nordic types have different types of bodies, different languages, different different types of wisdoms versus the southern parts of the world. Those are all a byproduct of the electromagnetism and the minerals, the particles, and the differentiation between them. And so when we have chronic imbalances, like genetic imbalances that are going on for generation to generation, we're not making a connection to the electromagnetic fields that can repair them with the proper mineralization. We're actually disconnected from what is being offered to us to heal ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, no, I can see that. So so if people come to you for a healing, I guess it depends on what you're healing. I mean, usually how many sessions does it take?
It just depends. You know, I always say this. I've worked on people where they've had chronic bone issues. And, you know, what's fascinating is bones heal fast because they're just super conductor rods, because they're loaded with minerals. And it's something that I want to get across to society. For example, when we speak, we move our hands, we're expressing an electromagnetic gesture. We're actually projecting electricity in the shape of our hands from the feeling in our heart into the atmosphere. When we get upset, our shoulders go up. When we get depressed, everything drops down. So these are basically our bones responding to the electromagnetic fields and the minerals that we're engaging with. Mm-hmm. And it's happening no matter what, whether we're aware of it or not. Mm. It's always there, and that's why all I'm trying to do is help us understand, how do we use this miraculous and wonderful force that is being given to us to heal ourselves and to heal others, and how do we do it in a way that's tangible and scientific? Mm. Go ahead.
No, it just sounds fascinating. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I would say that when we use this type of science, it really fuses our creative force, our inner force, our inner healer and inner warrior, with many, many forces that are then able to interact with us, that we can shape to create new events and to see more about ourselves. So, for example, if you're looking at an organ, or you're connecting to its electromagnetic field, and you feel that it's weak, it's tired, it's imbalanced, it's sending you a signal, and that signal is informing your personality. So what happens is, a lot of times when I work with somebody, I'm looking at how their currents are flowing. So if somebody is, I always use we'll say they're over aggressive in certain areas. What that means to me in my electromagnetic system is, it means that they do not have access to the heart, the hearing, and the internalization aspect, because they're externalizing too much. So it means that they're projecting too many minerals, but they're not injecting enough. They're not introjecting or taking in, they're externalizing. And so what I have to get them to do is somehow, number one, get them to listen long enough to understand that they have an imbalance, because a lot of times when we have these imbalances, they become a part of our personality, and we can't separate from them. And so when you start doing electromagnetic martial wellness training and electromagnetic healing and warriorhood, you get into your heart deep enough that your electricity gets high enough, so that you're number one, you're in a neutral state, but you have enough force that you can witness what's there without jumping, without getting afraid of it. And then you start to hear it, you interact with it, and you can reshape it. You can start to reshape your communication and dialogue with the very specifics in your body. Your bones can change, your blood can change, your respiration and how you interact with the world, based on retraining your body or shaping it through electromagnetism.
Well, it's amazing, the science. I mean, you've really single-handedly created your own electromagnetic science, it seems. It's innovative, and it's teachable, which is really exciting. People can and then also affect their own biochemical electromagnetic fields and heal themselves through this kind of understanding.
Absolutely.
And I have to say, you do private sessions here in New York.
I do. Yes, I do.
And you just moved from L.A. Why did you move from L.A., if you don't mind me asking?
I'm from New York originally.
Oh, okay.
So I'm from New York, and I just felt like it was time to bring what I had back to the city. I just felt like there were people that I was already connecting with that were interested in it. I had a lot of clients as well. I work with people all over the world and in different cities, but had a fair amount of clients in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like it was the right time to start working on developing these sciences, demonstrating the sciences, putting together larger forums and venues to express the sciences. So for example, there's different ways to work with minerals that I'm working on as well, like different ways to get them into the body and how you can take them orally as well. So a perfect example would be, and this is also always I will say, illuminating and joyous to witness these types of occurrences. If somebody takes a certain type of herb, let's say they're taking a type of herbs, and let's say even acupuncture, let's say they're doing acupuncture. If they're facing one direction, it's going to have a different effect than if they're facing another direction. If the person giving the acupuncture knows how to ground their electrical field properly, it's going to have a totally different effect. If you take the herbs and you're sitting in the wrong direction where you're heating your body, the herbs are going to have a different effect than if you're consciously aware of what you're doing.
Mm.
And go ahead.
No, I'm just taking that all in, and I get that. And no, I'm just going back to this idea between also New York and California. Is there a difference then in the way you're working because you're on the East Coast as opposed to the West Coast? So does your feel totally change because everywhere we are creates a different general content
in totally
Southwest, West Coast, East Coast. So, yeah,
it's a great question, and you know I can tell you that it's why specifically when I'll do private retreats, I will pick very specific geographic locations that will stimulate different aspects in people that I will not get in other areas.
Uh-huh.
And so, for example, if I want people to be able to be stimulated to open up channels in their fire axis of the body where they have a lot of dampness, okay, because a lot of the illnesses that we're dealing with today are what I would call damp heat issues, where people have encapsulated an area in the body where it's hot, but it's damp. It's very difficult to penetrate that area. So I would not want to put them near the water for
a long time. Like what areas are you talking about? What contains damp heat?
Damp heat in the body would be like when you have a tumor, when you have a growth, when you have a nervous system or an obsessive type of disorder. These are all types of dampness in the heat. So in other words, there's heat, but the heat is congested, and so what happens is it creates a type of both shaking and compression in the body that doesn't allow the body to circulate properly.
So to get rid of that or to heal those kind of conditions, you would get people away from water.
Yeah, I would want to put them probably, I might want to put them in certain types of mountains. I might want to put them in parts of Texas. I might want to put them in Palm Springs. I might want to put it would depend on what I was looking at and what group you're dealing with, because you get different effects. So if you do a retreat by the ocean, you may want to use that for a day to get everybody to just completely calm down. But if you want to train them how to access their fire, you don't want them necessarily sitting by the ocean all day.
Right. No, it's amazing. I mean, this is, we let's do some more. For sure.
Okay. Sure.
Let's do some television because I think it is visual. And then let's create some events for sure.
I would love to. I would love to.
Yeah. But your website for people, electromagnetichealer.com.
Yes, electromagnetichealer.com.
Matthew Klein. And for people could email you at info@electromagnetichealer.com.
Absolutely.
And make appointments. And yeah, I think there's nothing in a sense that you can help people with, you know?
Well, I always will do my best to help them align themselves as best as possible and to identify what is needed to help them.
Yeah, I think it's great. And it really all comes down to currents and electromagnetic balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, boy, you really got it, by the way. I was intrigued to see that when you face the direction, you're starting to feel it, and it's terrific.
Well, I have done that kind of subtle things before, and it's just something I noticed. I think this started with the radionics. The guy who created radionics realized that certain effects would happen when people face certain directions, and they wouldn't happen in facing another direction. And I tried that, and I noticed that. Wow, there really is a difference. Of course, the Native Americans knew that too. There was a
total absolutely difference
facing one direction. And if you're in touch with the subtle feelings in your body, you could become more aware of the difference between the different directions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think you're helping people train to a subtle sensitivity that will make them more aware of their bodies as well. So developed a science.
Yeah, and even if they're not able to sense it or detect it right away, it will still heal them.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
For being a guest. Let me call you in a little bit. And,
okay.
We'll catch up. But thanks for the show here. Any pleasure. Final words?
Yeah, just want to encourage everybody to know that there are many ways to heal that are not that difficult, and they're part of the universal tapestry that is being fed to us every moment.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I mean, the reason I do this show is because we as human beings are becoming aware of the more subtle energies and the awareness that we have a facility to detect those subtle energies. I mean, even though the ancients knew that without, you know, but we're really distracted with our electromagnetic technologies. So we're returning to the subtleties of our true human destiny.
Sure. And I would add to what you're saying that we are the original electromagnetic technology. We are extraordinary in what our capacity is to transmit electricity, to receive it, to shape it, to absorb it, to direct it to others. We are so gifted in how we're structured, and we're born to do it. That is what we do. Everything we do is an electromagnetic interaction. It's a chemical reaction with another person. Everything.
It would be a different world if everyone was aware of that kind of subtlety.
Well, let's work on it one radio show at a time.
We will. and more and more. So thanks again. And,
okay.
Talking to Matt. You like Matt or Matthew?
Matthew.
Matthew Klein. His work is electromagnetichealer.com. I definitely recommend a session with him. And it's very interesting because when you start to feel these different directions and feelings, it really shows up in your work. I have to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amplified in a session with you. So, I mean, that's what I felt. So.
Oh, absolutely. And what's wonderful is you'll start to be aware of it as well. When you open your bones and your channels and you start to become aware of it, you'll be able to engage and have communication with that as well, which is the point.
Wow. Great. Thanks again.
Pleasure.
This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. You could email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And thanks for listening.